How good to be together in this weary world we trod. What a gift and what a treasure, kindred in the house of God. On this day the Lord has fashioned, come rejoice with all your might. Raise a banner of salvation, the Lord has led us through the night. Oh, the joy, oh, the sweetness, to be gathered in the name of the Lord. Evermore, God will keep us from the valley to the golden shore. Evil conquered, when we felt the darkest hour, in despair we sought our Savior. Jesus has proved his mighty power. Oh, the joy, oh, the sweetness, to be gathered in the name of the Lord. Evermore, God will keep us from the valley to the golden shore.
Welcome to New Covenant Fellowship's virtual church service. We are so glad that you are joining us for worship. My name is Carolyn Vance, and I've been part of New Covenant for over 30 years, and among the many things I appreciate about this fellowship is being able to be myself wherever I'm at on any particular Sunday morning. Each November, for quite a number of years, we have taken an extra Thanksgiving offering throughout the month of November. This goes to three organizations or ministries that are doing good work. This year, those recipients will be the Urbana Neighborhood Connection Center, an after-school program, Subculture Incorporated, a national organization which helps African American college students stay in school when they encounter financial and other obstacles, and finally, the New American Welcome Center, which works to make our community welcoming to immigrants and provides a number of practical services to immigrants as well. Over the next few weeks, you'll hear more about these three. There is also a link to the fuller descriptions of these organizations in the online service, so check that out. Okay, I'm going to read 2 Corinthians 9, 10 through 12, and then we'll say a prayer. The one who supplies seed for planting and bread for eating will supply and multiply your seed and will increase your crop, which is righteousness. You may be made rich in every way so that you can be generous in every way. Such generosity produces thanksgiving to God through us. Your ministry of this service to God's people isn't only fully meeting their needs, but it is also multiplying in many expressions of thanksgiving to God. Let's pray. Father, we know that there are so many needs in the world. Though people in our country and even in our congregation are not immune to needs, many of us have more experience with abundance or at least enough. So we take this time in November to share some of that abundance and ask that you bless what we are able to give to these three organizations as they do good work. Amen.
Our mouths, they were filled with laughter. Our tongues, they were loosed with joy. Restore us, O Lord.
Hi, I'm Kristen Tennant, and I want to tell you a little bit about one of the organizations that we'll be supporting through our Thanksgiving offering. The organization is called Subculture Incorporated, and I first encountered Subculture at the Evolving Faith Conference last month in Minneapolis. My New Covenant sister, Susan Becker, and I went to the conference together. And one of the experiences that stood out was getting a chance to talk to Tamise Spencer Helms, who is the founder of Subculture. And she shared a bit about her story with us. We talked to her for quite a while. And Tamise told us that before founding Subculture, she was on the staff of a very large campus ministry. She was developing relationships with Black college students and saw firsthand that while the ministry met students' spiritual needs and growth, the students were facing so many practical barriers that really got in the way of them being able to thrive and succeed and just even continue their education and see it through. So Tamise wanted to start sort of a wraparound organization that supported students in all of the areas where they needed support. So we're talking about spiritual growth, as well as things like financial insecurities, including food and housing, car repairs. These things reminded me a little bit about our family fund, but you know, those unexpected expenses that can just make getting to work or finishing your degree or whatever it is, you know, really difficult, if not impossible. Other areas of support that Subculture provides, they work with academic support, nurturing a sense of belonging. And so I really feel like it's very holistic, which I think speaks to who we are as a fellowship and the way that we see people and that we understand spirituality and our belief in Jesus as being not just a spiritual act, but also something that incorporates being fed and clothed and cared for and supported in all those different ways. So Subculture has a great website, which I encourage you to visit. The URL is Subculture Inc. So that's just spell it out, Subculture, all one word, and then INC.org. They have a lot of data there that makes it clear that their program is working. One of the data points that I was impressed by is that 98% of Subculture alumni graduate from their colleges and universities with honors. So it's not just that they're finishing and they're able to stay in college, but they're really thriving and succeeding. There's a lot more, their stories and more information on the website. And the call to action there is clear. And it on the website, it says this: be a part of dismantling barriers facing Black college students. I'm really excited to be a part of that. And I'm excited to be part of a fellowship that, that believes that that's really, really important and a big part of our mission. So thank you in advance for giving to the Thanksgiving offering. Thank you.
Observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in obedience to him and revering him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with brooks, streams, and deep springs gushing out into the valleys and hills, a land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil and honey, a land where bread will not be scarce and you will lack nothing, a land where the rocks are iron and you can dig copper out of the hills. Father, we are rich beyond measure. We are privileged to live in a fertile, peaceful, incredibly wealthy land. The large majority of humans who have ever lived could look at us and think those people are unimaginably wealthy. There are thousands of blessings for which we rightly can thank you. Right now, Lord, we thank you for the very land on which we live, for the soil that is among the most fertile on the entire planet, for the typically abundant rainfall that helps produce some of the greatest crop yields on the planet. All we need do this very day is drive through the countryside in order to be awed by the extreme productivity of this land. It all comes from you, the Creator. And it is you who have permitted us to live among this almost embarrassing abundance. Thank you, gracious Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Friends, family of God, this is Pastor Renee Antrosio inviting you to join us in prayers of thanksgiving through scripture and reflection today. I know that I have much to be grateful for, as does each of us, and yet my expressions of gratitude often fall far short of the immensity of the blessings in my life. And so it feels right to focus on giving thanks and to examine the barriers to gratitude and giving in our lives and ask Jesus to help us recognize the generosity of God and reflect it back to the world as a witness to God's goodness. This past week, I've taken a hard look at the barriers in my mind and heart that interfere with the gratitude I want to experience and express for the beauty around me, for the incredible blessings in my life, for family and friends and relationships, for safety and abundance. Listening to Brian Mustaine's reading of Deuteronomy 8, 6 through 10, and his prayer of gratitude for this land on which we live, I noticed hesitation in my mind, conflicting thoughts that interfere with my ability to give thanks. This land is incredibly fertile. I have never lived anywhere like Central Illinois, where the soil is rich, the rain usually plentiful, the Mahomet Aquifer supplying us with abundant drinking water. And I know that this land was taken unjustly from First Nations peoples, and that my ability to, quote, own this land is a privilege that was not and has not been extended equally to my Black neighbors in Champaign County due to restrictive covenants prohibiting non-white purchase of property and inequities of access and wealth. And that we have often not been good stewards of the land, water, and all they produce. These objections to being thankful for land that is not really ours interfere with the commandment to be grateful, to give praise to the one who created this good land, to express humble gratitude for the privilege of experiencing this abundance. So I want to acknowledge that our gratitude is complicated by injustices and be reminded that we are called to a both and, to grieve, repent, and work to repair wrongs, and to give thanks and praise to God for this amazing creation. This both and of grief and gratitude, fears and faith, is a complexity we are going to lean into today as we desire to become more thankful people. As I've been thinking about barriers to gratitude, I have been feeling the grief for the suffering of friends and strangers, the deep inequities in our world, violence and war and destruction. I am so aware that I do not deserve my life of ease and safety. How do I embrace all these good gifts with gratitude when others are in such pain? I acknowledge to you, my family and friends, that I have really been struggling with this lately. The suffering of our world weighs heavily on me. I wake up in the safety of my home with running water and electricity and a fridge full of good things. My babies have been safe in their beds. My kids have attended concerts. My parents have tended fruit trees. My siblings have gone to work and returned home to their families. Should not all of this inspire gratitude? But I am struggling to live in thankfulness knowing that so many are suffering and dying. Humanity is challenged by inhumane violence, and humanity is failing again. Where is God in all of this? I recognize that I am far from the first or the last to ask these questions. The book of Job is the most ancient biblical text. So I will not try to give a theological answer. This week, I'm keeping it personal. My struggles, my grief, fears, hope, faith, love. Many of you know that a freshman girl at Belmont was killed this week by a stray bullet in a Nashville park, quite close to where my daughter regularly plays Ultimate Frisbee. I grieve and pray for her parents and family and am painfully reminded that I cannot take safety for granted. None of us is guaranteed another day. Meanwhile, I consider a different relationship between grief and gratitude that I have observed from a distance in a friend whose wife of over 60 years passed away, without whom it wasn't clear he would be able to live. But he has discovered such deep gratitude for the time they had together, the life they shared, knowing that they lived it fully and that he expressed his love, that he can now embrace this next stage of life following her passing. His gratitude for the time they had has unlocked a desire to keep living life to the fullest for each day we are given. And so I try to learn from my elders, to live and love more fully, to appreciate my relationships. As Ron said, these are our greatest treasures. As I have found myself sometimes weighed down by the world's grief, I have been spending more time outdoors, listening to the birds and the wind, noticing the leaves and bare branches, and observing the beauty of the earth. I lean into practices that have sustained me, engaging with scripture daily through words and songs. I take note of others' joy, small acts of kindness, people living in the light. The Center for Action and Contemplation daily meditations invite us to join in an exploration of grief, hope, compassion, and solidarity with the suffering of the world. They remind us that it seems easier to turn away from the suffering than face it with an open heart. So this year's theme, The Prophetic Path, endeavors to empower us to not avoid or fear the pain of the world, but turn toward it with compassion. Avoidance and fear. When I look more closely at my barriers to gratitude, I realize that fear is the foundation of my wall. Recognizing that I am not in control of my own safety, of that of my family, or of anyone I love. And so I am afraid to name my blessings lest they come to the attention of the evil one and they be taken from me. Is it a childhood reading of Job that makes me want to hide? Or a growing understanding of injustice and a woefully insufficient understanding of how God can make things right? When I was pregnant with my firstborn, I went to Judson Chubbuck for pastoral counseling to confront my fears for this tiny person coming into the world, that somehow the only way for God to make up for the inequities of my blessed existence and the suffering of others might be to take me down a notch through my attachment to this new life. Not the best theology, and I am grateful for Judson's gentle wisdom. Being a parent brings many fears for safety, even as I try to remind myself that they are in God's hands. Each time I hear of the death of one of their peers, the accidents too frequent, the senseless loss, I experience that fear lurking in the shadows. Honestly acknowledging our fears and failures is difficult. Mostly I would like to hide from both. And if I can face them, I have the opportunity to bring them to the throne of grace. I want to lay my fears at Jesus' feet and my failures as a daughter, sister, mother, counselor, pastor, because no matter how much I have wanted to get it right, I have fallen short of the mark. So I ask Jesus and you all for forgiveness, for release and relief, to be freed to give thanks with a grateful heart. And in conceding my control, which was only an illusion, I wonder if I might be empowered to experience this moment more fully. And in gratitude, that generosity might well up into giving and thanksgiving. Facing my lack of control for the world and circumstances around me, I feel prompted to consider whether that is the same as powerlessness. Perhaps not. There is power in praise and thanksgiving somehow. I can respond to God's generosity by becoming more generous. I can attend to my breath, noticing the miracle of being alive, and be thankful. I have donated the same amount to the Thanksgiving offering every year that I can remember, Tradition makes some things easier, fewer decisions to make. Now, as I double down on gratitude, asking Jesus to remove the barriers of grief, fear, and failure, I wonder if I might also double down on generosity, using what is within my power to empower others. This is an opportunity to express overflowing thankfulness for the abundance of this moment and share that with others. We are going to continue this service of gratitude with two more scripture readings from Deuteronomy, followed by prayers from Arlene and Layman. In the songs between, I invite you to bring your own grief, fears, and failures to the one who knows all of our suffering. And I invite us to lean into our gratitude for all that we have. And from that thanksgiving, may we find joy in giving, that just as God has shared with us abundantly, we can share with others. Thank you, friends. It is a privilege to be on this journey together. May the love of God guard your hearts and minds in Jesus the Anointed, the cornerstone of our faith and hope. Amen.
Won't you come by here, oh, Jesus, won't you come by here, Jesus, won't you come by here. Now is the needed hour, oh, now is the needed hour, Jesus, won't you come. Jesus, come in power, we await. us to the promised land.
Reading from Deuteronomy 8, 11 through 16. But watch yourself. Don't forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commands or his case laws or his regulations that I am commanding you right now. When you eat, get full, build nice houses and settle down. And when your herds and your flocks are growing large, your silver and gold are multiplying and everything you have is thriving, don't become arrogant, forgetting the Lord your God, the one who rescued you from Egypt, from the house of slavery, the one who led you through this vast and terrifying desert of poisonous snakes and scorpions, of cracked ground with no water, the one who made water flow for you out of a hard rock, the one who fed you manna in the wilderness, which your ancestors had never experienced, in order to humble and test you, but in order to do good to you in the end.
Thank you, dear God, for the many blessings and gifts we have received from your hand. Enough to have a good life, and enough to help others whose lives are not easy. May we continue to give thanks by giving generously to others and serving all of your people.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Oh, my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul, worship his holy.
Hello, New Covenant. My name is Layman Weisvis, and the verses I'm reading today is Deuteronomy 8, 17 through 18, with a prayer. You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms His covenant, which He swore to your ancestors as it is today. Therefore, Lord God, we give you thanks and glory for providing us all our needs and not necessarily our wants, as you know what is best for us. Help us to remember that without you, we are nothing. You are our manna, our bread of life, our Alpha and Omega, our true sustenance, and we give you all praise because you are worthy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Treasure is, there your heart shall be. All that you possess will never set you free. Seek the things that last, come and learn from me. Where your treasure is, your heart shall be. What do you gain from all your worry? What you should eat or what to wear? There is no peace in stress or hurry. Do you not know that you are held within God's care? Where your treasure is, there your heart shall be. All that you possess will never set you free. Seek the things at last, come and learn from me. Where your treasure is, your heart shall be. Look at the ravens high above you. They do not work their whole life through, and yet God feeds them and protects them. So how much more will God protect and care for you? Where your treasure is, there your heart shall be. All that you possess will never set you free. Seek the things at last, come and learn from me. Where your treasure is, your heart shall be. Behold the lilies in their splendor. In grace and beauty are they dressed. And yet so soon their bloom is faded. So how much more will those who look to God be blessed? Where your treasure is, there your heart shall be. All that you possess will never set you free. Seek the things at last, come and learn from me. Where your treasure is, your heart shall be.
Treasure is your heart shall be. Hello, New Covenant community. This is Jason Berg, longtime member. Currently, I have the honor of serving as a consultant to the leadership team. And over the past few months, we've had the opportunity to experience working with Melissa Logston, who's serving as a part-time interim associate pastor. As we evaluate whether or not this is a good fit for her or for the New Covenant community, I want to encourage everyone in our fellowship to reach out to the leadership team with any feedback and or questions that you might have, and so that we can address those directly at the congregational meeting on November 19th at 11:45. Please contact Walt Kelly, Carolyn Helton, or Lori Kaufman to help shape the conversation as we discern together what our leadership will look like in 2024. Now I'll read our benediction. Giving and forgiving God, you created the good earth and blessed it. Give us glad and generous hearts, that we may rejoice and give thanks for the abundance of your creation, the depths of your mercy, and your care for all. Amen.
The light shines.
The light shines
in the darkness.
In the darkness.
And the darkness cannot overcome.
And the darkness cannot overcome.
The light shines.
The light shines
in the darkness.
In the darkness.
And the darkness cannot overcome.
And the darkness cannot overcome.
Behold, behold, His King.
Righteous judge.
Righteous judge.